Welcome to episode 111 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. The problem with the forms of artificial intelligence we've been looking at is that they take a lot of work. If you want an expert system to help you design a computer, you have to sit down and write hundreds of rules, hundreds of different little logical relationships. Then you got to look at the output of the inference engine and find out which of their conclusions were ridiculous, and how you're going to need to add new rules and change the rules you have until it starts to make output that makes sense. In genetic programming, you've got to figure out, what functions do I need to make the computer solve this particular problem? Then you have to test hundreds or thousands of times, millions of times, each individual little program to see which one of them are getting close to the right answer. Which means you need to know the right answer. When you know the right answer, even if you don't know how to get it, and you provide that to the machine, it's called supervised learning. And it can take a lot of extra work. If you wanted to teach a computer to recognize handwriting, and you had, say, a million examples for each letter of the English alphabet, that would be 26 million pictures, and someone would have to go through and label each picture A, B, C, D, E, etc. It would be nice to get a machine to just be able to look at those 26 million examples and figure it out for itself. And in fact, you can. Neural networks have demonstrated some capacity for unsupervised learning. This is when a system learns without necessarily being told the right answer. The auto-associative map. You have an input layer of neurons. However many you think you need, they connect to the output layer. We're going to have 26 output neurons. You provide the input. If you're looking at examples of letters, you can divide the image up into squares. Any square that has been filled in with ink is a neuron that fires. Once all the neurons in the input layer have fired, you look at the output neurons. Some of those will have fired. Of the neurons that fired, which one fired the most? That's your winning neuron. Then you adjust the weights to the winning neuron so that it's even more likely to fire next time. As you present different patterns to the neural network, different neurons will be the winner for different patterns. You can set up the algorithm, make sure your cooling system is working, and then go have a drink and worry about the size of your electric bill. Once the neural network is trained, you have to go through and figure out which neuron got associated with which letter. So you show it some A's, figure out which neuron fires, which of those 26 output neurons, label that as A, do the same thing for B, C, D, E, etc. Takes a while, but it's a lot easier to label 26 neurons rather than 26 million pictures. Because it has only an input and output layer, the auto-associative map is somewhat limited. Like the perceptron, there are algorithms it cannot do. But at least for simple tasks, it can learn by itself. To get a neural network to solve the problems that a perceptron can't, you need to use a different architecture. A neural network architecture includes just about everything about it. A lot of parameters in neural network design. So how do you find the right structure for a given problem? Well, we'll talk about that next time. See you then.